Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always check us out on the web. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Gail in Palm Springs shot me an email and said, I suffer from arthritis. What can I do to help the flare-ups? Well, first thing, it depends on if it's rheumatoid arthritis or if it's osteoarthritis, two different ones. Osteoarthritis, also more, a little bit more on the degenerative side, and then of course rheumatoid has an autoimmune component to it where the body's attacking itself on an ongoing basis, and there's different medications that can work, but there's also a lot of natural things that can work. And here's the big one: depending on whether it's rheumatoid being the autoimmune one or osteoarthritis being more the degenerative one, here's the deal. When it comes to arthritis, first thing you've got to do is reduce inflammation in the body. Why? An itis is an inflammatory condition, period. So itis means inflammation. Remember, if you're eating foods that are creating inflammation in the body, if you're living a lifestyle that's inflaming the body or creating inflammation in the body, then you're working against yourself every single day. First things first, change the way you eat. Change the way you eat, change the way you live. Period. It doesn't happen any other way. So the choices come down to you, Gail. I would encourage you to follow the anti-inflammatory diet. Where do you find that? It's in my book, Empowering Your Health. Now, is that a push? Yes, because I think you should read the book, period. The foods in there, I worked very hard to list all of them out. We've got all the ones that will create inflammation and that you should avoid, and the ones that will help you avoid the inflammation altogether. So there's two food lists in there that will be very helpful to you. The other issue with arthritis is figuring out if it is rheumatoid or not, and you can go to your physician, get some simple blood tests done. They'll run all of the tests and give you a great answer. If it is rheumatoid, and that's what we're talking about, you've got to deal with the immune system. All right? If it's autoimmune, meaning the body's attacking itself, you've got two major components in that. You've got the T1 helper cells and the T2 helper cells. The key is to figure out which one of those, if you're dealing with autoimmune, if it's rheumatoid, you've got to figure out which one of those is active and which one is dormant, because one of those is going to be chilled out and the other one is going to be at work, if you will. Now, the key is with autoimmune process, if that's where we're going with this, that autoimmune, once you turn the light switch on, you can't turn it off technically. But if you can find a dimmer switch, then that's the way to go. So it's about finding the dimmer switch. And there's ways to figure out whether TH1 is more active or TH2. You can use green tea, and echinacea tea is a great way to figure it out. Also, they have some blood tests that they can check. They're very expensive, but they can figure out exactly which aspect of that is being affected. And of course, different medications are involved. There are also some natural alternatives that can be helpful. Osteoarthritis, different animal, standard degeneration within the body, wear and tear of the joints. You've got lack of vitamin D typically, and you've got calcium that's not being utilized within the body, that has to make the change. Scientists identify a new gene for stubborn breast cancers. They're saying they've identified a gene which linked to about 70% of breast cancer cases that are resistant to hormone treatments. This is actually a big deal. So since hormones can trigger the growth of tumors, treatments that inhibit those hormones can be a key to treating certain breast cancers. Researchers at the Massachusetts-based Whitehead Institute for Biomedical Research wrote in a journal, Nature, the examples include tamoxifen, which is a class of drug called aromatase inhibitor, the BBC News reported, and the newly identified a gene called the PHGDH, which much more active than the tumors, do not respond to hormone therapies, the scientists wrote. And the researchers said the identifying of the gene could one day lead to a drug that could inhibit the gene's harmful activity. That was in the BBC News. I think that's incredible. And if you've ever been around breast cancer or been around the treatment or been around surgery, and seeing the devastation of what women go through with this at such a young, early age, It is incredible. One of my close friends lost his wife when she was only about 36 or 37, I believe. Left him widowed with three little girls. And watching that entire process of them doing everything natural they could, and then, of course, going on and doing chemo and radiation, double radical bilateral mastectomy, and going through all of that, and then watching her eventually was just amazing. And that's a friend. You know, it's funny, you got a doctor hat, and then you got a friend hat, and when you're dealing with friends, it's like the doctor hat just goes off, and you can see patient after patient go through that, and your heart feels for them. But when it's someone close like family or friends, it's a really tough thing. So to watch that, it's pretty amazing. So to find research that's coming out that they could find even genetic links and markers that they could locate to block or come up with medications that could block that, very encouraging, very exciting. And, of course, everybody's got their opinion on cancer research. I have mine. But I'll tell you this. There are some people out there that are doing great, scientists out there, rather, even outside of this country, that are making great strides for cancer research. And it's exciting to watch. American Cancer Society also coming up with some new research, too, that is right around the corner that will be interesting to see. 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, the list goes on and on. But that's what we are on this show. We're on call here for you each and every day to talk about information you might need for a little bit of hope, for your health, for your life, for your family, whatever it might be. Just know this, that wherever you are right now in your health, you're not stuck. You don't have to stay there. Knowing that you got some genetic links in there, then should that make you concerned? Yeah, it should, because genetics do play a role. And if they tell you it does, that it doesn't, whoever's telling you that is wrong, because it does play a role. Now, is it everything? No. But that should light a fire under you. If you're over the age of 30 or even 35 and you're not paying attention to your health, you're not making major lifestyle changes, you're not really doing what it takes over and above to radically transform your health, somebody needs to shake you right now, because time is your greatest asset. And I can't tell you how many people that I see, even today, there's a 45-year young guy, 45, with a wife and kids, that is now going to have to go through surgery to have his entire colon removed. He's going to have a bag attached to him forever. He's overweight. It's his second bout of bowel cancer. Second. And the amazing thing to me is, I didn't ask him to, because it would have been very inappropriate in the setting. But my question is, at what point, when you get cancer the first time, do you not have such a moment with yourself that you have such a radical change in the way that you think, a radical change in the way that you live? You look at your wife and your kids and say, enough is enough. It's such a wake-up call that things don't change. I don't get that. It bothers me to the core. Because people can live better. It's not the doctor's fault. All he's going to do is cut out the colon because standard of care, because it's the guy's best option so the cancer doesn't come back. But 7 years ago when the king had cancer for the first time, what moment did he not have just a radical transformation that says, I have to change and get my life back because I can beat this? Maybe no one told him, but that's the difference. You're listening to this show right now, and I'm telling you that there's hope, that there's a chance for change. But you have to be the one to do it. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac Spruce seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Lines are open now, 888-283-7272, or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. 7272. Let's kick it off now and go with Greg. Hi, Greg. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. How are you?
Living well, man. What's up?
Well, I'm a chiropractor in the Colorado area, and
okay,
I just wanted to call out and just to tell you how much I appreciate your show. I listen to you on the way home at night and learn lots and lots of information. I've been a chiropractor for over 20 years, and I'm just really starting to last two to five years include nutrition a lot in my practice, and just have seen a whole bunch of new results with adding the nutrition to what I do in my practice.
That's great. What area of Colorado are you in?
I'm in the Northwind. It's north of Denver, Metro
nice.
Area.
That's great. So you started adding it to your nutrition.
What's that?
So you started adding it into your practice and started seeing a lot of great results, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I have a whole bunch. And I had a case I wanted to just talk to you about, and I need to get going, so I'll just mention some things to you, and then I'll listen to you on the air if that's all right.
Sure.
I have a young patient's diabetic. I believe it's they're Braille diabetic. They're 30, 31 years old. Went into renal failure, doing dialysis three times a week. Coming in, getting the adjustment, and then I'm also doing high power therapeutic laser,
mm-hmm.
and on the kidneys to try and start some proliferation, get some proliferation there, and also some regrowth of the tissue and stimulation there. And then they have been. They've asked me about lymphatic because she's having trouble with her fluids, moving her fluids, and she's mm-hmm. swelling a lot. And so she's been getting some she has her regular doctors, and they're giving her information, and she is on some medications, but she's also asking more about what she can do nutritionally to try and help move the lymphatic system.
Okay. Now, do you have her doing any exercise at all whatsoever?
Yeah, she does exercise, but was doing the dialysis three times a week. It's making her real sick,
yeah.
And it's real hard for her to keep active. She's very small. She's not overweight. Maybe 5'2", 100 pounds if that. And
wow.
But just today, I saw her today. She was very swollen,
mm.
and holding on to life basically
yeah.
is what she's trying to do right now. She's not on a list yet. She's trying to get on the list for kidneys. And a pancreas, but she hasn't been able to get on the list yet. So,
wow. Is she, I mean, how much exercise can she handle? 10 minutes a day, you think?
I think on good days she can. On the days she's not doing dialysis, I think that she's more up and has more energy and probably could do at least 10, maybe more.
Okay. So it kind of phases in and out with the dialysis from what she's telling you.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you what, here's a couple of things. I mean, you're taking care of the nervous system, which I think is really important, and you're guiding her nutrition, which is fantastic. You know, her eating is going to be very, very important through all this. Here's the key, though, with the lymphatic system, from what I've seen, okay? With someone like that that can't really do a lot, then one of the best exercises that she can do, provided her age and ability for where she is, I think, is the mini trampoline, rebounding. And they have some really inexpensive ones, urbanrebounder.com. They have the little stabilization bars. They're really good. And that's the one that we've always used in our clinics. And they're really fantastic. And she could do 5 minutes a day, 3 minutes a day. You know, it's kind of like whatever she's up to. And she can have it at home so she doesn't feel like she has to go to some gym and go and use her energy even driving and do all of that. She can do it at home. And then when she's done, she's done. And she can go sit down or do whatever she needs to do. But it doesn't mean she has to jump up and down like a wild woman either. You know that. She can just get up on the toes and get that pumping mechanism going, holding on to the stabilization bar, which would be really good for her. And if you don't have one of those in your clinic, I would encourage you to get one, even a couple, so people can work on their lymphatics while they're in your clinic, especially if they don't have them at home. It's great therapy, and you can also use it with the therapeutic laser that you use as well. It'd be a great tool to help restore function, like you're talking about, increase proliferation and stimulate different organs and glands and systems to function at a higher level. So it's a great little tool to use. But yeah, I mean, that's something that she could easily purchase, not really expensive, but she could have at home that could increase her health. And for diabetes, when someone's in acute renal failure, I'm going to tell you something that really not that I have used personally, but I have seen other practitioners use. And they've got phenomenal results. Matter of fact, one guy was given about 2 months to live based on his renal function, and he started using these products. So you might want to pass the information along to her now. It's not evidence-based, obviously, But it's from in the natural world, as you know, there's a lot of studies that have not been done to prove anything. But cayenne pepper and also juniper berries, those two together, for this guy, it didn't restore his kidneys back to, normal. But it slowed down the degeneration to the point where it started regenerating a little bit, and he's still going strong. They gave him months, and it's about 3 years later, and the guy's still going strong. So she might want to do some research on that. You might want to look up some research and give her some handouts or do some research on it to give her some guidance in that. But, yeah, that is well known now that I've even been studying it more for renal function. Pretty incredible. And you talk to a lot of nephrologists, and they really, once your kidneys start going downhill, that's it. And it's just management from there. Get on the list. Hope for the best. And I'm glad you're taking a proactive approach with her and kind of coaching her step by step. We need that. And I think it's great with what you're doing, Chris, with her. So keep up the great work, and we'll help you any way that we can to support you from this point, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Jonah from Florida writes, I've been struggling with prostate issues. My doctor says I have BPH. What is that, and what can I do? Well, BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy, it's the old prostate. Guys, we deal with that at some point. If you're over the age of 40, you need to have your prostate checked manually. Not a lot of fun, fellas. And also with your blood test, prostate-specific antigen, always important. Getting that done on a regular basis. So here's the key, though. They've done a lot of research, and there's a lot of natural products that can help. That's saw palmetto, pumpkin seed oil, zinc, because it's the number one mineral that we use as men. All of those can be helpful. And don't forget, an avocado a day keeps prostate issues away. Just some helpful hints, Jonah, for prostate issues. Now, doesn't mean use medicine that your doctor's telling you, but those are some helpful hints that are out there to promote healthy prostate health.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health.
Microplant powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Microplant powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with microplant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Phillip. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Go online to TeamLifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going into the break, we're talking with Michael and dealing with a health challenge called interstitial cystitis. And it's basically painful bladder, more than anything. It's just, you want to look at it, get cut to the chase, is what it really is. And, yeah, I mean, the reality is, Michael, we were kind of talking about it, and you know, the doctors mostly will always tell you that there's really no cure, and it's unknown. They really don't even know what causes it, and it just comes on, and sometimes it'll go away. There's changes you can make. There's treatment. There's dietary things you can change, and, I mean, literally, sometimes it just goes away, and then it comes back. There's not a lot of rhyme and reason for it.
Uh-huh.
And you know, there's different things they can do. There's bladder distension. Sometimes it's a form of treatment. They'll do a bladder instillation, which is, it's kind of like a bladder wash. They'll put a fluid-filled solution in there, and there's a drug that they use called DMSO that can be helpful. Sometimes it's a treatment for it. But, you know, some of the drugs, have they given you any medication, oral medication yet?
They gave me a while back something called Elmeron.
Did it help? Because that takes
four months.
Yeah, see, you have to take that for 4 months before it even kicks in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's, if you take it for like a week and it doesn't work, that doesn't really mean much. So, I mean, it's one of those deals. It's a tough medication.
Catch 22, basically.
It is a total catch 22. Well, let me tell you some things that they do know. You smoke?
No, I don't.
Good, because that makes it unbelievably worse. Now, they found that exercise, let's lean over toward the natural side here for a second. They found that exercise, that people get some relief just by doing that. And I know, you know, you got some challenges there, but even getting in a pool and swimming, stretching, getting on a stretching routine every day, they found that just some of that can really help.
Uh-huh.
So that's very helpful. From the dietary standpoint, there's foods you definitely want to stay away from that will flare it up, and that's alcohol, tomatoes, chocolate, all spicy foods, caffeinated, and citrus beverages.
What about coffee?
Well, that's a high acidic drink, big time.
Oh.
And it's got caffeine in it. So
yeah, it does.
Yeah, you're
going to
you've got
right.
caffeine and it's acidic. Now, there's a whole thing called working on getting your body alkaline. There's a what's called a pH scale. And some foods are very acidic and some foods are very alkaline. The more alkaline you can make your body with interstitial cystitis, the better off you're going to be. High acid foods increase inflammation and bladder irritation. And so a lot of people get a lot of relief from eating more foods that are alkaline. And in my book, Empowering Your Health, I've got a whole list of foods in there that are more your alkaline foods. You also want to stay away from artificial sweeteners. The artificial sweeteners, a lot of times, except for Truvia, but the artificial, which is the stevia, the artificial sweeteners, a lot of times, they're more on the acidic side, and they can really flare up the interstitial cystitis. So the diet's really important, believe it or not. As I always talk about, I always say it is for everything, but it is. And the one thing they have found where they've seen some changes, matter of fact, if you look in some of the research, even the treatments that they do, people get relief, but it'll come back. But what they're finding is with the dietary things, when people change those radically and go more toward the alkaline diet, they'll find that the symptoms either begin to subside or they'll stay away for longer periods of time. They may still come back, but if you can keep it at bay for a longer period of time, that's going to be a real victory.
It sounds like it, yeah.
You know, I just want to give you, if you can have a little bit of hope, I don't like to say ever that anything's incurable or there's no way out. I mean, there's always a way out.
Right.
We've got to look at the things that you can do, not at the things that are just impossible. I mean, there's always something possible in our health. My gosh, if you can get sick, you can get well at some capacity. So you just have to know that. But, yeah, I mean, coming up with a game plan is going to be a real key. I would go ahead and get a copy of my book and get looking into the alkaline foods and start getting your body more alkaline. And I mean, really, food's going to be your best medicine in this. You need to go through the treatments that they're talking about. But at the end of the day, you don't want to be sitting there going, man, what is the deal? Why am I in so much pain? Is there no help? Because in much of processed food, if I got to eat baked chicken and broccoli, I'll do whatever I got to do if that's going to make it happen. So that's my mindset. And that's what I would encourage you to somehow adopt, because you got to beat this thing, man. You don't want it to win.
Well, thank you very much for your help, and I will definitely look into all that information.
Just look at it and keep me posted, all right? I want to hear how things are going with you, my man. 888-283-7272. Shoot me an email. We'll be glad to make it part of the show. Let's go to Cynthia now. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
How you doing, darling? How can I help?
Well, I have listened to your show, and thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I am a scleroderma patient disorder. I never heard of it. I knew that my sister died at age 35 of complications from lupus. We had never heard of lupus. She died in 1996. So, of course, when I was diagnosed 5 years ago with scleroderma, you know, the first thing that I thought was I had been totally, I mean, to me, healthy. I was not overweight except for the reason I went to the doctor. I had gained 30 pounds, but I had no symptoms. And when I started listening to your show and you're talking about autoimmune disorders, I thought I'd call to see if there was some natural way that I could continue to, as my doctors, my specialist and rheumatologist say, you know, it's a chronic disease and you have to live with it. And you can live with it, but I'm on about 10 medications, the prednisone, the Plaquenil, the Protonix for gastrointestinal problems, the Celebrex for the pain rheumatoid, even Depakote for what they thought was some type of seizure activity, but after 5 days in the hospital, they said, well, we don't know. It just could be scarring all over my lungs, you know, just all over. But there's good days and bad days. But when listening to you provide so much hope with natural ways as opposed to, like you say, stay on medications because the doctors are experts and they put us on the medications for reasons, but we have a responsibility to do what we can do if we have people that are knowledgeable like you to help us. So that's why I'm calling. I need to know what it is that I need to be eating to beat the scleroderma. Scleroderma has hit my lungs, my gastrointestinal tract, my eyes, my skin, and you know, I've gone from pneumonia, bronchitis, pleurisy, just anything you can think of. So now I'm saying I'm doing all right. I'm functioning. I'm still working. Mm-hmm. But I want to eat, right? I want to do those things you're saying do, but I don't know what supplements or what to where to start.
Okay. All right. Let's talk for a second. Now, knowing that you're going through all of that and you've had to walk through this and it's starting to change some things in your body, you know, again, mm-hmm. you've got to come up with an original game plan. You come up with a game plan, you work your plan, and scleroderma is a challenge within itself. And it's within a category of health challenges that are real challenging. They are. Now, it's an autoimmune disease, so it's where which is where the body attacks itself. And
right,
exactly. So in the middle of that, knowing what to do when you've got an autoimmune condition is the key. So again, you don't want to just sit back and take it, but you want to get to a place where you're like, okay, it's autoimmune, which means there's a strong genetic component that we're playing around with. And the genetic guys, they're tough to beat. So when you got a genetic component that you've got going on in your body, it's like turning a light switch on. And once the light switch is turned on, then you get to a place where you can't turn the light switch off because autoimmune can't turn it off. It's too strong on the genetic card. But what you can do, is you can get to a place where you can actually get what I call a dimmer switch. And if you can turn the dimmer switch on and get that little dimmer switch to go down, the light may be on, but if you can get the dimmer switch on to a place where you can really take it down and can't see the light, but barely, just barely flickering, barely on, then you can slow down the progression of the disease or the health challenge, and that's where you're going to be in a good place. So coming up with a game plan for that is going to be important. So let's talk about that for just a minute. Now, the first thing you want to do always is with scleroderma, any kind of autoimmune condition like that, you want to lay down the groundwork and you want to do the T-test, as I like to call it. But you'll do echinacea tea and green tea. See, the T1 helper cells and the T2 helper cells are the two main components of the immune system. And one of those is going to be attacking the body, causing the response of what scleroderma is doing, and the other ones will be dormant. What you want to do is you want to figure out which one of those T helper cells are active in the body for the immune system, where it's autoimmune. And if you can find that out, green tea stimulates one of them, and echinacea tea stimulates the other side. And so you'll do 5 cups of green tea for 5 days and see how your body feels. If you feel absolutely fantastic, that's the one that's suppressing the T helper cells that's attacking your body. If you feel horrible, then it's extenuating it or it's accelerating that. And you want to obviously stop doing that. But again, if you'll feel it immediately. So obviously if you're feeling horrible, don't finish it out for 5 days. But the one that makes you feel good, that can be a staple for you, whether it's green tea or echinacea tea. And that's only going to be something that can help you as far as your day-to-day activities and the way you feel each and every day. So that'll be a real blessing for you. Okay. So that'll give you kind of a path or a roadmap to go down. As far as eating goes, I would encourage you to get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, and start on the anti-inflammatory diet. Supplements that you'll need to follow. I mean, the foundational four are good for everybody. That's a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, and your probiotics. See, all those are fantastic. And on my website, drasa.com, we've got the 7 health prescriptions. You can just follow those to a T, and that's going to help you. But figuring out which one of the parts of the autoimmune process, that's the key. I mean, things like the scarring that can happen in your lungs, you know, continue to exercise if you can just a little bit, at least 30 minutes, 5 days a week can be very helpful. But those are some basic things to get started with. Please keep me posted how things are going with you because we're here for you.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally. I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Go online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going to break, talking with Candy. Candy's dealing with anxiety. She's on vacation down in Alabama, right?
Yes.
Down at Gulf Shores. Okay, so here's the deal. You're dealing with anxiety. You don't know why. It came out of nowhere. You're not stressed out. Life's not falling apart. But yet, you can't, let me guess, you can't sleep at night, right?
No, if I take my Xanax, I'll sleep at night.
No, I'm talking about without medicine.
Right.
Right. So one of the major symptoms of low GABA levels in the brain is insomnia and anxiety. Those are the two. And so you take the Xanax and it takes care of those issues. So you're able to go to sleep. And then, of course, you're not anxious. But the problem is it's very addictive. So here's the deal. To bring GABA levels up, here are the foods from a nutritional perspective that one should avoid. Okay? Peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oatmeal, anything with barley in it, anything with wheat flour in it. So that's bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. All those foods right there will lower your GABA levels and make them worse. So if you eat those foods, it's making your condition worse. And all the benzodiazepine, all the Xanax is doing is masking all that. Now, supplements that can be helpful for GABA. Remember, GABA itself, if you take it as a supplement, which they tried to make it into a supplement, but it didn't cross what's called the blood-brain barrier. It didn't cross over. And one of the main issues with the supplements that are actually beneficial, L-theanine, very good. L-taurine, very good as well. And here's one that they've said is really good, valerian root. But I've talked to a lot of pharmacists, and just the interactions of what valerian root can do, it can have some similar effects. It's got a very long half-life, and what that means is when you take a valerian root, it stays in the system. So I've talked to several pharmacists, and they just said that's on their blacklist, meaning that they're not big fans of recommending that. So they are the experts when it comes to chemistry in the body, no doubt, and how drugs interact, how supplements interact. So just be careful. If you look into valerian root, which is a big component for GABA levels, you got to be careful with it, and you got to make sure you're working with a doctor at some level that's watching over you with that. Because it can be combined with other components, and that can be fine. But just know that, again, you just got to be careful with it. So if you haven't had any major issues, life hasn't thrown you a major curveball, you haven't gone through a lot of stress, and you're wondering what in the world is going on and what's causing the anxiety, usually it's nutritional, typically. And the Xanax is only going to be a Band-Aid, and again, you'll get addicted to it, very much so. So I'd be real careful with it. And your diet, that's the other key. Now, you told me, basically, I mean, there wasn't one thing that you mentioned that was healthy in what you're eating. The only way you're going to really make some major transitions in your life and conquer brain chemistry and conquer your body chemistry and feel better than you've ever felt before is to really focus. Now, if you want to finish out your vacation and do what you want, that's up to you. And I don't want to try to dictate that, take all the fun away, but there's more fun in healthy eating and healthy living and feeling really good and having that energy. I always say that nothing tastes as good as feeling good does. That's a little mantra that I've always taught people and a mantra that I live by, and it's true. The healthy foods, if you make them right and learn how to eat, you know, prepare them and whatnot, it's really amazing. So I would encourage you to start maybe looking down that path of what it means to eat healthy. Now, my book is called Empowering Your Health. And that's you can check that out on the website, drasaoncall.com. But, I mean, and there's a lot of good books out there. So if you get mine, get someone, find someone that you can figure out how to lower inflammation in the body, lower inflammation all the way around. And if you do that, you'll find a lot of the keys to really healthy living. You know, of course, drinking more water, exercise, all the basic lifestyle choices that it's kind of like common sense, but we just don't do it. A lot of people don't. Those make a major difference, too. But knowing that you can change, that's the key. I know you're dealing with anxiety, but remember, everything in the body is tied with everything. So it's all about connecting the dots. And when you start connecting the dots, that's where you start finding the healing for what you're shooting for. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can check us out on the web. You can catch you and get up with all that's going on the show. Avocado is our food for the day. I'm a big fan. Why? Because they're great for prostate health, but really so much, and they pack a huge punch. They're healthy fats, but they also contain folate, potassium, monounsaturated fats, and of course they're very high in fiber. And they contain oleic acid, which has been formed or been found to improve overall fat levels in the body and help control diabetes. So by using avocados, their main source is fat, of course, but they can lower triglycerides by up to 20%. Yes, I said lower your triglycerides by up to 20%. Pretty incredible. And they help lower overall cholesterol. A low-fat diet containing avocados has been shown to both lower levels of dangerous low-density lipoprotein. That's the bad type of cholesterol. And raise the HDLs, that's the good kind of cholesterol. And the avocados are also a huge source of fiber, 10 grams and only one avocado. And we know, of course, that will help lower blood pressure, heart disease, and certain types of cancer, specifically colon cancer. They contain 30% more potassium than a banana. So don't go for the banana, go for the avocado. Potassium is beneficial in the body by lowering blood pressure, yada, yada, yada. So, as you can see, the benefits of avocados, I'm a big fan of. Most people worry about the fat, and I think it's ridiculous because the fat in these avocados is the kind of fat that you need. And most of us get a lot of the fat we don't need. By putting the good, healthy fats in, you'll notice a big difference in your overall health. Puts another hour in the chart. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm Dr. Asa. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.